Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to get right to it because he already traveled on the team plane from Orlando to Charlotte, where they await their next road game with Altitude Sports. As an analyst and a reporter, Chris Dempsey joining us now. And Chris, I had a chance to listen to a good portion of the fourth quarter and the overtime on the radio. And it was impressive how the defense buckled down, kicked in late, helped them get this win. What did you see from the Nuggets in stretching their win streak to now seven games?
Yeah, I mean, they had to finally put some defense on the court because up to that point, they had given up 23 pointers in that game. Actually, it was funny because, and through this winning streak, the Nuggets have put a lot of defense on the court. And this was kind of the outlier game. They had to kind of survive a shootout. So in that fourth quarter and then into the overtime, especially into the overtime, they were able to just string a couple of key stops together, which, you know, these kind of games sometimes just require that. You know, the first team to get a couple of stops and stretch the lead out to 5-6 points ends up being able to be the team that holds on, and the Nuggets were able to do that.
I saw a stat that you tweeted that really jumped out at me. They hadn't won five straight road games since 2013 before closing out this victory in Orlando. In your opinion, what is it about this particular team that makes it one that can win away from home?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think first, I think defensively they're just much better than they were last year. I mean, you're talking about a bottom two, three defensive team last season, and this season, top two or three defensive teams. So their defense has traveled to all these places, which has given them an opportunity to take a lot of these games into the fourth quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, especially late, they've been able to make the plays that win games. And, you know, whether it's a big defensive steal or whether it's a big three-point shot or whether it's free throws that are clutch that need to be made, they've been able to make those plays more often than this season than they haven't. You know, this is also, Amy, their eighth road win of the season. They didn't have their eighth road win of the season last year until February 10th. So it is a total turnaround for this basketball team on the road this season.
Before they had these seven wins in a row, and we'll see how many more they tack on, they had a stretch in which they lost six games out of seven. Is it also the defense that was lapsed there, and is that how they've turned it around?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why that was so important in that 1-6 stretch was because the Nuggets offense really hasn't been clicking on all cylinders all year long. And so just as soon as the defense got a little bit shaky, they started losing lots of games. And, you know, during that stretch, I would say the three-point defense was not nearly as good as it was. It has been for the most part this season. Times during games they weren't able to kind of shore up the defense and get stops when they needed to, and it was just costing them games. And they weren't getting blown out of any of those games, but they were just losing them by single digits. They were not able to finish them out, and so that was something that had to kind of get put back together. And in this seven-game winning streak, the multiple efforts has really stood out. So, you know, their rotations are really good, but, on that second and then third pass, you still have Nuggets players kind of flying out towards shooters, running them off the three-point line or really contesting those shots. And, when they got that defense back together, the win started to come again, and that's just been their identity.
Don't look now, but the Nuggets actually have the best record in the Western Conference. And considering the depth in the West, that's really impressive. Chris Dempsey with us now from Charlotte, was in Orlando with the team. He covers them as a reporter and analyst for Altitude Sports and for Nuggets.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't mean this at all to be a slight to the team, but only taking the pulse of sports fans around the country. I'm not sure how many of them could name, say, say five nuggets. One that would stand out would be Niko Jokic, of course. He's maybe a household name, but what do you like about the fact that this team operates even without one guy that I guess is the sun to everybody else's stars?
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, and I think what is going to happen this season, if the Nuggets continue to play like this, you know, for the majority of the season and then get into the playoffs, is some of these guys are going to become household names. They are really getting good performances from a number of players, and they do have players that I think are playing a brand of basketball that would lend itself to their names becoming kind of more known nationwide. And Nikola Jokic is right at the top of that list. You're talking about the best player on the basketball team, one of the best passing big men in the NBA, over seven assists per game. But he's quite frankly one of the best passing players in the NBA. I mean, he is very high on the NBA's assist list in terms of assists per game for everybody. And then obviously he can score. He is an improved defender as well. But Gary Harris is a player that I think would become more of a household name. Paul Millsap has been in the past with the Atlanta Hawks and a couple of other teams as well. So, I think for the Nuggets, if they keep playing this way, they will gain the notoriety that comes with it. And I think, to this point, they haven't played this way for the most part. And so they kind of have flown under the radar. So this is kind of their coming out party. And if they continue to play like this over the course of the regular season, they will be a lot more well-known by a lot more NBA fans across the nation.
With the Broncos now putting themselves back into the playoff conversation, and they've won three in a row with some pretty big victories over teams that had winning streaks, how much are fans in Denver paying attention to their Nuggets?
Well, a lot, and you make a good point because it's not been that way in the past. The Broncos have taken up so many of the headlines that every other team gets overshadowed, and usually that's the Nuggets and the Avalanche who are starting their seasons at about the time. The football season is getting into real swing, but the Broncos were so bad early on that there were people who kind of checked out on them or, started doing other things. And at that same time, the Nuggets were getting off to a 9-1 start and really making a real splash at the beginning of the season. And so here's the point. They have sold out 8 of their first 12 home games.
Wow.
And that is really something that is very, very rare, especially when the Broncos are still playing. So, yeah, the Nuggets fans and sports fans in general really have dialed in on them really fast. And so the Nuggets, that fast start helped. And then the eye-opening way that they're continuing to win games, going to Toronto and winning, having the number one record in the Western Conference is really creating a lot of buzz within the city.
Who's the vocal leader? Who's the guy who steps up and starts barking when things aren't going well? Maybe they're not playing the kind of defense that they should be playing.
Yeah, actually it's a player who's probably not playing right now, and it's Will Barton. Will Barton really has taken on a big leadership role in that aspect, vocally. But he's been out for a while and with a core hip injury. And so they're hoping to get him back soon, but he would be at the top of that list. Now, I'll say this, just a few days ago in Portland, when the Nuggets were winning and Portland was kind of coming back, it was late in the fourth quarter, Paul Millsap basically steps in and says, hey, listen, if we are going to be a playoff team, these are the kind of games we have to win. And from that moment on, the Nuggets got themselves together, ended up stealing that game in Portland, and that was the road win that jump-started this road trip. I mean, they've won all of the games on this road trip so far. So Paul Millsap has stepped up when he needs to be a voice. He's not usually that guy, so when he speaks up, the players really perk up and listen.
Yeah.
I think when Isaiah Thomas comes back and plays, I think he'll also be a vocal leader for this team as well.
Chris Dempsey is with the Nuggets now in Charlotte. A reporter and analyst for Altitude Sports covers the team after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So after the 7th win in a row, you kind of look at their schedule and you realize, man, they have knocked off a who's who of teams in this first quarter of the season. season. So the Warriors going back to the beginning. They also have a victory over the Pelicans. They beat the Celtics. We're talking about a win over the Timberwolves even recently. They pounded the Lakers. They beat the Blazers on the road by one. And yet, I think you could say this team is flying under the radar. How do they feel about that? Maybe not getting the attention that some of these other high-profile Western Conference teams do.
You know, I think they're fine with it, to be honest with you. You know, we talked about Nikola Jokic a little bit, and, you know, he's the kind of guy who just wants to win games and go home and not really deal with fame and notoriety. So I know he's fine with it. I think the team is, too. I think, you know, when they came into this season, they came into it with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They wanted to prove that they belonged. They wanted to prove that they were a playoff team. And you know, I think that what goes along with that is the sense of, you know, everybody outside of the team not thinking they are that. And so as long as that continues to be the case, I think they're fine with it. I think it propels them on a daily basis and on a game-to-game basis. So, you know, will they like the fame and all of the things that come with it? Yeah, of course they will. But I think right now what that team continues to need is a reason to get up every day and go, oh, you don't think we can do this? Let us show you. And then to do that over the course of the season. So I think they're okay with that for the moment, at least.
Yeah, it seems to fit. They've got 7 consecutive wins, 5 in a row on the road. They're tops in the Western Conference. You can find Chris on Twitter at Chris A. Dempsey, Nuggets reporter and analyst for Altitude Sports and Nuggets.com. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, especially post-game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.